Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe, where I'm going to be sharing with you 8 easy Instagram reel ideas that should take you 5 minutes or less to complete, and thus make staying consistent and posting regularly on Instagram that much easier. Also, I should say, not only are these ideas going to be simple and easy to execute, these are also ideas that oftentimes get very high, if not above average engagement, so they should be a great way to get more views, likes, comments, saves, and shares in less time. Now, before we even get into this list, I do want to mention that I did post an episode of Build Your Tribe a few months back with 8 additional ideas. I highly recommend going back and checking that out. But with that being said, today is going to be 8 totally unique ideas that are separate from the 8 ideas listed in that video. And also, to share a little bit of strategy with you before we get into this list, the more you post, the more you grow. Of course, that's an oversimplification, but that's an easy way to remember it. There is no magic number of posts that you need to be making every single day. Some people will tell you it's 1, some people will tell you you need to post 3 times a day, some people will tell you you don't need to post every day. But what I can tell you is this: the facts are the facts, and the facts clearly tell us the more you're posting, asterisk, the more you will grow. Now, that asterisk means that the posts need to be of a certain level of quality, they need to be good enough, they need to be relevant to your ideal audience, they need to be related to your niche, but as long as you check off those boxes, it is generally true that as you post more frequently, your growth rate increases as well. This is something that I've been saying for years, but just recently, Instagram CEO actually confirmed it himself. And regardless of how you or I may feel about him and his opinions that he may have and how he runs the app, he was stating a fact when he shared on Threads an interesting recent finding, and this is a direct quote. "People often worry about posting too often to Instagram because they sometimes see their followers decrease after they post. Turns out that though that is often true, people will see something that you post and unfollow you. It turns out if you post frequently, your follower count on average declines in the short term, but grows faster in the long run." And this is absolutely what we found to be the case, and it's to be expected. If you suddenly begin posting more frequently on Instagram, you will start showing up on more people's feed, and that will result in an immediate slight decrease in followers. But in the long run, when you zoom out and look at your growth month over month, you will see that the fastest way to grow on Instagram is by posting more frequently. Again, though, like I said, there is no magic number. So instead, you need to figure out what works for you. Figure out what you can sustain in this current season of your business and your life, and also make sure to factor in what your own goals are. Maybe your goal isn't growing super fast right now. You just want to nurture the audience you already have. Maybe your goal is growth, but you just kind of want a slow and steady growth because your priorities are in other areas of your business and your life right now. Figure out what you can sustain, and then here's where I like to add on to that. Challenge yourself to do just a little bit more. I am not a fan of hustle culture. I am not a fan of burning the candle at both ends. I'm not a fan of working until 4 or 5 in the morning or anything crazy like that that would be unhealthy for your physical or your mental health. But I am a fan of challenging yourself and pushing yourself outside of what you think you can do or further than what you think you're comfortable with. Basically, pushing yourself to do just a little bit more. So if you figure out that in this current season, you can sustain 3 feed posts per week, I'm going to challenge you to post 4 or 5 feed posts per week. If you can post 1 every single day, then my challenge for you is to post more than 1 on, let's say, 2 or 3 days per week. Because again, going back to what I said earlier and what Adam Mosseri, Instagram CEO, echoed, the more you post, the more you grow. So enough blabbering on about strategy, let's get to why you came, which is 8 different Instagram reel ideas that you can make in less than 5 minutes. The first idea is something that my good friend Modern Millie does often on her Instagram, so shout out to her, but it's a 1 second per day reel, and you film it over the course of a month. And so what I would recommend doing here is setting a reminder in your phone, or maybe a little notification, or maybe putting like a sticky note on your car window, or maybe like your bathroom mirror, or something like that, where you're to see it every single day. And essentially, the reminder is just to take 1 video every single day and the video only has to be 1 second long. Now, you could be more strategic about it and try to make the video relate to your niche or try to make each day's clip interesting and exciting, maybe your highlight of that day, or you could quite literally set the reminder to go off at 1:30 p.m. every single day, and then you just pull up your phone and record yourself doing whatever it is that you're doing at that time. You could use a tripod, you could prop your phone up on like a bookshelf or something, or you could even just hold it in your hand selfie style and film yourself for 1 second. Then at the end of the month, you just put together all of those 1 second videos, and 30 1 second videos will of course make a 30 second reel. And it's a very engaging and captivating way that you can give people kind of like a recap of what your month has been, what you've done, maybe the low points and the highlights of your month in a very transparent and honest way where you're not telling them, you're quite literally showing them what you've done over the last month. Now, I understand you could argue, Brock, this doesn't take 5 minutes, this takes 31 days. I hear you, but it doesn't take 31 days of consecutive work. It takes 1 second of work every single day for a month, and then you basically have one reel done for the next month. So you could do this every single day of April, and then on May 1st, boom, you have a reel that's ready to go. That's very engaging, interactive, and a cool way to connect with your audience. Idea number two is what I'm calling a quick transition reel. These are very, very popular, and they're usually paired with some sort of trending audio or popular song on Instagram. And the idea here is that you essentially record 2 to 3 seconds of yourself, maybe working, maybe lip syncing an audio if that applies in this case, or just doing whatever relates to your niche. And then you do some kind of transition. Preferably, you're doing a in-video transition where you're actually doing the transition rather than just like slapping on an effect. For example, maybe you're gonna film yourself for the first 2 or 3 seconds, and then you're gonna turn your head to the right, stop the video, and then you're gonna film the second clip where your head is finishing the look to the right, and now you're kind of like looking at your phone in a new angle. But they're very easy to do. They're very engaging because within the first few seconds of the video, there is something that is visually hooking us in and grabbing our attention. And they're oftentimes a good way to present content that is either a before and after, or a contrary to popular belief, or an unpopular opinion, or to kind of just like break or disrupt someone's expectations with that second clip after the transitions. These are very easy to create. They're very quick to make, and they're very engaging. They're a great way to hook your audience in and deliver a really punchy, short piece of content.
Basically, every single episode of Build Your Tribe, a common theme you hear Brock and I talking about is how important it is for you to spend your time doing the thing that like only you can do. The most successful, and I mean financially successful, and I mean successful in terms of like actually being able to live their life and not be a slave to their business, entrepreneurs, are the people who understand like you've got to delegate. You've got to get people around you to do some of the things that you say to yourself, that'll only take a few seconds, or I'm going to save time if I learn to do that myself. It's not true. What you end up doing is burning out when you try to do everything yourself. But I find with most entrepreneurs, they don't know where to start. They don't know what to delegate. So our friends at Belay have created for you a list of 25 things that you can delegate to a virtual assistant. Like these are the things you can start with. These are the things that are going to save you time and make you money when you've got somebody else doing it. Now, Belay is the agency that we use to find our virtual assistants. Why? Because they're better at it than anybody else. It's not something you want to figure out how to do yourself. They know how to vet people who are perfect for you. A virtual assistant needs to be your first hire. And if you don't have someone who's amazing at this, let Belay help you find that person. You can check out the 25 things that can be delegated to a virtual assistant today. All you have to do is text the word TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to this number, okay? Write this down or open up your phone and open up your text messages, and here's the number, 55123. So easy to remember, 55123. So that's the number you're going to text to. The word that you're going to send them is TRIBE. And when you do that, they're going to send you this list. The list will give you 25 things that you can immediately delegate, and it's going to be so obvious to you how desperately you need a virtual assistant. Again, the number is 55123, and you're going to text the word TRIBE.
Idea number three uses AI to take long-form videos and automatically cut them into short-form videos. Now, there are a few different platforms online where you can do this, where you can take a YouTube video or a podcast or even just a long, let's say, live video that you have recorded, upload it to the platform, and then the platform will automatically splice it up, edit it. In some cases, it can add closed captions or even tell you which video is likely going to perform the best. This is not sponsored by Munch, but personally, that's what I use, getmunch.com. And I believe if you use code BROCK15, you will get 15% off. The website is getmunch.com. And if you use the code BROCK15, you'll get 15% off. Again, though, this isn't sponsored, but I did want to shout out Munch because of all of the different tools that I have tried for this sort of automatic editing, that's what I found works the best. And again, like I described a moment ago, essentially, Munch will take your long-form video and it will automatically cut it up into bite-sized segments based off what you want. You can tell it that you want it to make reels or TikToks or YouTube shorts. It'll cut it up, it'll add closed captions, and then it will even recommend which videos are likely going to perform the best based off what is currently trending or what is currently being searched for the most. So that's a tool that I really like to use. And it's a great way to repurpose content into short-form content that is better suited for TikTok, Instagram, etc. Idea number four is to rely on other people to create the content for you. And let me explain what I mean by that. Of course, you could do user-generated content, which is where you pay another content creator to create content for you. And you could pay them either monetarily or with products or shoutouts or whatever. Or really what I'm specifically thinking of when I say using other people's content for your own reels is not stealing, not at all. It's actually getting testimonials or reviews or feedback from your followers. So let's say someone sent you a direct message on Instagram and they're like, oh my gosh, I loved your boot camp. I lost 7 pounds in the first 2 weeks and I feel so much better every morning. You could reply to that DM and be like, dude, I'm so flipping proud of you. That is amazing. Way to go. Would you mind recording a vertical video of yourself, just like 10 seconds long, saying exactly that? And then I could post it onto my Instagram. That is a very easy way to collect testimonials and feedback and reviews. And that builds trust and credibility with you or your brand or your service or your product. And it also feels very rewarding to the person who is sharing that review because it's kind of like they're getting a shout out on your page. It's kind of like your page is being like, hey, check out this person's awesome results. Check out how cool they are. It feels very much like a public acknowledgement and a kudos to them. I mean, oftentimes they will then in turn share that reel to their stories or with their audience, which will help you get even more views and engagement. You could even potentially consider collaborating with that person when you do make that post to really ensure that that reel reaches their audience. So again, when I say having someone else create content for your Instagram, you could do UGC. I would not ever recommend stealing someone's posts, but what I would recommend doing is connecting with your customers, your followers, your loyal subscribers, and seeing if their two cents, their feedback, their review of your stuff is worth putting on your Instagram. Idea number five for a quick and easy reel that should take you less than 5 minutes, but has been shown to get very good engagement is one that my good old friend Marketing Harry does all the time, which I'm going to call handwriting reels. The way he does it is very cool. He will kind of do it like Mad Lib style, where if there's, let's say, an 8-word sentence, he will write out 6 of the 8 words. So you can kind of see this like unfinished sentence on the paper. And then he'll like write in the 2 missing words, and then he'll like highlight certain things or scribble things out. And it's interactive. It feels very engaging and just different than what you normally see with most of your reels. He doesn't have to put his face on camera. He doesn't even have to put his voice in the background, yet he's still able to articulate a point or get a message across in a way that's relatively simple. All it takes is writing on a piece of paper and then filming said piece of paper. It's kind of like taking the idea of a text post reel, which is something that I talked about in the previous video where I gave you the 8 other ideas for easy, simple reels. But instead of making it a digital text post, it's a literal written out text post. Idea number six is a time-lapse reel. Time-lapse is a style of video where essentially the camera is taking only one photo or one short video every X number of minutes. So rather than watching it in real time, you're going to watch something that looks very, very sped up. If you've ever seen like clouds move very quickly and daytime transition to sunset and into nighttime, that's what a time-lapse video is. And pretty much every smartphone in their camera has a time-lapse mode. So set up your phone, throw it on a shelf or on a tripod or whatever, and just film yourself on time lapse doing whatever it is that you would normally do. Working at a desk, maybe cooking something in the kitchen, working out, going for a walk, whatever it may be. This is very similar to B-roll content where you are filming yourself in your daily life. The only difference here is that this style of video is a little bit more original and unique. It's something that you don't quite see as often, but what it does show is how things change over time, and it shows kind of like consistency or dedication. If you could imagine a time-lapse video of me recording this podcast, it would be, you know, me moving very fast and jittery, but you would be able to tell that I was sitting here recording for quite a long period of time, and then I could like slap a hook on top of it, or I could add some text on top of it to make even more engaging. But it's a video that is kind of being made for you. You can go about living your regular life, doing what you would normally do, and just let the time lapse run and record in the background. And then when you're doing whatever it was that you needed to do, boom, you have a piece of content that's ready to go. Idea number seven is to remix someone else's reel. Remix is the Instagram equivalent of a stitch. So on TikTok, if you've ever watched one of those videos where it says like stitch incoming, and like a couple seconds into the video, it cuts from the original creator into someone who is like adding their two cents. The same is true on Instagram. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is tap on the three dots in the upper right-hand corner of anyone's post and then tap remix this reel. And then you're able to edit it or add on to it or throw your own version onto the end of it. There's also an option called sequence. And sequence is honestly probably more like the stitch feature on TikTok, where sequence is truly the original video will play for a few seconds, and then your video will come up second in the sequence, hence the word sequence. And you can continue adding on, sharing your own opinion. Maybe you agree or disagree, or you have a personal story to share. Oftentimes creators will make videos where it's like, you know, share your most traumatic childhood memory that's actually funny, and then it will sequence, and that's kind of the prompt where you're then going to cut in and share your own two cents, your own story, or whatever it may be. But it's a very easy way to come up with content that other people are oftentimes prompting you on. A common way that I like to find content to remix or stitch or sequence is to look up hashtags that say like hashtag remix, hashtag stitch, or hashtag sequence, and then I can find other people who have remixed, stitched, or sequenced someone else's video. I can go back to that original video and then I can do my own version of it. That's an easy way to find that kind of content, the kind of like prompt or hook that then you can add on to. The final reel idea that I have for you that is very easy to create, very simple, very fast, and is great specifically for getting more comments is creating a reel where you are literally just asking an open-ended question. This isn't the kind of reel where you're teaching, where you're educating, you're inspiring, you're giving a tip, anything like that. It's literally just an open-ended question. Now, if you're someone who doesn't get very many comments to begin with, maybe you're just getting started out on Instagram or your audience is just not that engaged, I wouldn't recommend this one because of the bias that people have to not necessarily want to go first. Like if you're telling everyone to comment and then they look at the comments and there's no comments, no one really wants to go first. No one wants to be the person to break the ice. So instead, what can oftentimes be easier is not asking for comments when you have a smaller audience. But if you have maybe a larger audience or a more engaged audience or just an audience that loves to share their two cents and answer questions, then create a reel where you are literally just asking a question. I did a version of this recently where I essentially said, hey, if you have less than 50,000 followers, ask an Instagram question in the comments. And if you have more than 50,000 followers, answer at least one question in the comments. Let's make this the most valuable reel in the history of Instagram. But that was it. Like I was literally just asking people to ask questions and answer questions. And that post got like 1,000 comments or something. It was awesome. Really great to see how interactive people were and how much my community was answering each other's questions and interacting with each other. Great way for me to boost engagement. And it was a very, very easy reel to create. It didn't require any thought or any planning really on my end. It didn't require me to share a tip or create a hook. I was literally just asking a question. Now, speaking of asking a question, let me know which of these 8 ideas are you going to give a try first? Let me know. And then also make sure to watch that previous episode. If you haven't already, make sure to give that one a listen where I give you 8 additional ideas. So now you have 16 real ideas that you could easily create in 5 minutes or less. Get to creating, stop overthinking, start posting. And as always, happy networking.
This episode of Build Your Tribe was sponsored by Keep. Keep is the email service, the CRM that we have used to grow all of our brands and businesses here at Team Johnson. It is not for those of you who think you can set all this stuff up yourself and you want to figure out how to set up your own email systems and flows and templates. It's for those of you who understand where you should be spending your time. Keep has elevated all of our brands and businesses. It's how we've grown our customer base, and it's how we make the majority of our money is through email marketing. So if you're ready to upgrade your small business CRM, to grow your revenue, and to create more fans and work fewer hours, be sure to check out Keep. Move your business from chaos to confidence with complete business automation. To learn more about Keep and to use Team Johnson's custom templates, go to Keep, that's spelled K-E-A-P, now, now.com/Shalene. Again, it's keepnow.com/Shalene. And Keep is spelled KEAPNOW.com/Shalene. And of course, that link is available for you in our show description.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.